Would you call that a slop bucket or a swill bucket or
slop bucket?
Okay. And the thing that you use for frying eggs in.
Frying pan.
Yeah. And say if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you put them in a
vase.
And if you're setting the table next to each plate, you give everybody a
napkin, spoon, fork, knife.
Okay. And if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
Tenderizer.
Or to cut.
On a knife.
Huh?
A knife?
Yeah. You'd put out several steak.
Steak knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go.
Wash them.
And you say, after she washes the dishes, then she.
Dries them.
Or in clear water, she.
Oh, rinses them.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing.
Dish towel.
Huh?
Dish towel.
That's when you're washing them? What about when you're drying them?
Dish towel.
Okay.
Or a wash rag where you wash them and, you know, use this dish towel.
Uh-huh. What about to bathe your face with?
A wash towel.
And to dry yourself off with?
A bath towel.
And say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into a container that had a narrow mouth, you'd pour it through
a funnel.
And if you wanted to carry clothes out to hang them on the line, you'd carry them out in a clothes
basket.
And if nowadays, if your lamp wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new
bulb.
Okay. And something that if you're driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a
whip.
And something that people would make out of the sugar cane.
Sugar.
Or what else?
Syrup.
Uh-huh. Anything else besides syrup?
I believe molasses.
What's the difference?
Molasses is, I don't like it. Syrup is sweet, and molasses is not sweet. It's different.
Uh-huh.
It's thicker. And it's not bitter, but it's just not sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not sweet like syrup. Did
you ever hear them call long sweetening and short sweetening for syrup and molasses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard it long time ago. See, my grandparents on my mother's side, they were from sugarcane country, and they mm-hmm. talked sugarcane, you know.
Well, do you remember how they'd say that?
No, just that it's familiar, you know, that I've heard it somewhere.
Heard long?
Long and short. Uh-huh. Methods like for sweetening and all.
Mm-hmm. What about if you wanted to buy molasses, what would it come in?
A jar.
Mm-hmm.
Or a bottle.
Did you ever hear of a stand of molasses?
You want to talk?
Huh?
Want to talk?
Yeah.
More?
Take some of yours.
Did you ever hear of a stand of molasses?
No.
Stand of lard?
It must be like a measurement of it.
Uh-huh. Well, something, I think some people use the word, the little pitcher that molasses would come in. Some people call that a stand.
Oh.
But.
It's a new word to me.
Well, I don't think it's, I haven't gotten it in this area.
Yeah.
But, something that flour used to come in.
A sack.
Made out of
cotton.
Okay. What about something bigger than a
bigger than a sack?
Wooden thing that.
Oh. I can see it, like on those movies, on those big things, like a barrel.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
Rim.
Okay. Or do you ever hear it called hoop?
Mm-hmm. Hoop.
Uh-huh. And the something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in.
A keg.
Okay. And you know if you have a beer keg, the thing you turn to get the beer out.
Spout.
Okay.